All right, cheers, everybody. Thanks for tuning into our show again. I have Heather sort of across the table, sort of catty corner. Kitty corner?
I would say catty corner.
Diagonal across from me, hey. Sort of next to me.
Yeah.
She's on the show today to talk to us about some stuff. I wanted to right away get into... You may have noticed we've been playing music at the beginning. Have you listened to any of our shows?
So far, no. Although I, from sitting by you when you're like fixing them up, I've heard the songs.
Okay, that's good. Well, I have most of them here to replay for you.
Oh, great.
Do you care to explain yourself why you haven't bothered? You've got this guy, he's a famous radio host, and you don't even listen to his show?
Yeah, I'm busy.
Oh!
I have a life.
Okay.
So.
That's.
You're lucky to have me today.
Great. Well, thank you for making time for us.
You're welcome.
What'd you cut out of your day to make this time today?
Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I did want to get right into, we've used some music.
Okay.
And because I want to be fair and, you know, conform to copyright and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let everyone know we're not just putting music on just because it's, you know, traditional and the way to start a radio show and it gets people pumped up and it's a good thing to do and because the music sounds better than the talking, so it tricks people into thinking it's going to be something good.
Right.
It's for review purposes. So, but because you're so busy, I've stacked them all up in different shows
so that
you could preview them and then we could talk about them now.
Okay.
So we're kind of retroactively reviewing all this stuff.
All right.
So are you ready?
I'm ready.
So maybe what I'll do, I'll play you a portion of a song. Not that one again. Well, tell us, you picked this song.
I did.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Ingrid Michaelson sings it, and I am in love with her. So.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, you've made 2 attempts to send her a ceramic mug that you created yourself. Is that right?
Well, I make pottery, and so I made her this lovely mug that's yellow and blue, and it has her name on it.
Okay.
And so I sent it in the mail the first time, and it got returned because the address was not correct, which was unfortunate, and I was heartbroken.
Sure.
And
sure.
Then I sent it a second.
Heartbroken young girl.
Oh,
huh?
God, yes.
She'll probably write a song about that.
Yeah.
There once was a girl. She sent me a mug.
I hope so. So I sent it a second time, and I just checked it online, and if I'm not mistaken, it said that it's being returned to sender again.
Again?
Again.
Oh.
So I don't know what happened this time because I talked to her management place and they gave me the address. So I don't know what happened.
Interesting.
I know.
Maybe.
She probably found out it was me and
probably
sent it back, which is too bad.
How many steps do you think are in between sending, say, a mug, ceramic mug, and, you know, severed fox head or something like that?
Probably not much different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel too, but I'm glad you feel the same.
Yeah, well, I could see your point.
Okay, so that's one song. Let's go back a little bit. I think this is one of our first songs here. We'll just play a little bit and then see what you think.
All right.
Okay. This is from one of our first. This is Jason Isbell.
Oh, yeah.
Is that familiar?
Yeah.
So what do you think about that one?
That's a good song.
Okay, thanks for your review. Thanks for taking time off from Rolling Stone to come talk to us today.
You're welcome.
That would be actually pretty great if they did that. They just did a review and it's like, good song.
Yeah. Well, he's from the Drive-By Truckers, right?
He is, yeah. He was in the Drive-By. This is going to be like our gossip column section.
Okay.
It's going to be the only gossip column section that focuses on the Drive-By Truckers, probably. Uh-huh. But I think it's a little underrated in terms of gossip because, as I understand it, he was in the Drive-By Truckers, and then there's a lady who's now in the Drive-By Truckers who is his ex-wife.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what the timetable is on that.
I remember her.
Yeah.
She had short hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was the lady.
What does that mean?
She's the only lady.
That doesn't mean she has to have short hair.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, you're like, I remember her, and I was like, that's enough detail. Yeah, she was the one with the vagina and a guitar. The 2 accessories you have to be a girl in the Drive-By Truckers.
Right.
But yeah.
I feel like you'd have to be tough to be in that band.
Think so?
Yeah. Not that they're mean, but I don't know. That maybe their audience is a little more rough.
They seem rowdy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think this guy also does some of your more favorite Drive-By Trucker songs.
Probably.
Sands of Iwo Jima.
Oh, I love I think that song.
That might be Patterson Hood. I really don't know.
I don't know.
Actually, I'm going to take that back. I think that's Patterson Hood.
All I know is I like that song. And
you could tell these are well-prepared music reviews. It's probably this other guy you don't know who the fuck we're talking about, not this other guy you don't know who we're talking about. Okay. You ready for another one?
Yep, ready.
Okay. Put on your review face.
Got it. It
looks like a squinched up version of the regular face for everyone listening at home. All right, here we go. No, I fucked it up. Okay. And you know this song pretty well?
Quite well.
Yeah?
I've been to enough Lucero concerts to know a song when I hear one.
Yeah, that's the Devil and Maggie, some last name I can't pronounce.
You know, surprisingly, as many shows as we've been to of theirs, I don't know many of their song titles. I know the songs when I hear them, but I couldn't tell you a title to save my life.
All right, well, you know what I think we should do on the next song here is once we review this song, I'll play it and we'll see how long it takes you to get the title.
Oh, boy.
You'll get it.
It's going to be a while.
You can do it.
All right.
Did you know this song? This song also based on a comic book.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Love and Rockets.
Cool.
I don't know if they already said it. It's too late.
Oh.
I'm not going to wait for it to come around again. But you can visit them online. Probably something like luceromusic.com or something. I think Lucero, confusing enough too. I don't know how much Amazon searching you've done for them. It's either like a great alt-country rock band from Tennessee or a bunch of Mexican guys in mariachi costumes, and they're like lined up from thinnest to fattest on the cover.
Oh boy.
That's also a Lucero, which I think it would be good if they toured together. Lucero opening for Lucero would draw a real interesting crowd. Oh, here's the line. Love and Rockets.
Totally,
that's the Hernandez brothers.
Ah.
So that's a little plug for them too.
You know,
since we're so much more famouser than they are.
Famouser, real nice.
Yeah.
Every time we've been to this these shows, and how many times have we been now? Like three or four.
Three or four.
Yeah. Every time we go, I'm always surprised at just the general size of the singer.
That he's small?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's like a small, he looks like more like the guy you'd expect to be in like Dashboard Confessional or something like that.
Yeah, and I picture, like when you hear his voice and you haven't seen him yet, you picture him to be like this big burly man.
Sure.
And he's totally not that way at all.
Yeah, some guy who spent his youth throwing hay bales on the back of a truck or something like
and
that.
And this guy, I mean, he's just like fucking tiny.
Yeah. Good though.
Yeah.
He's great.
Really, yeah, it's true.
That's like one of my men.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I had to find a man.
That would be him.
He'd probably be up there.
Right. You mean your lover.
That's... I care about his soul, okay? It's not just about his physical looks and his physical love.
Who would your second man be?
My second man?
Yeah.
I've never really thought about that because I think it's one step to be into men and then a second step to figure out who the first man is and then even another step to go to next man. But
right, so you're not quite there yet, but have faith.
I'm not quite gay yet, but I am working towards it real hard. I don't know if you've noticed.
I have.
I've made some upgrades.
I've noticed.
So I'm headed that way.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you.
All right, you ready for the next one?
So this one. I have to guess the title.
Yeah, you're going to try and guess the title.
All right.
And I think you can do it.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, boy.
Now, the song sounds familiar, right?
Yeah, I know the song.
This was our sort of regretful, sad ending music. You left me cold, but you still come
around. Please don't knock on my door. Maybe I'll just take a stab at it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you want some clues?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Too bad. Just guess.
Son of a bitch. Don't love me no more. All right.
Quit stalling.
I'll just, you know, just because he always has a bottle of whiskey with him, I'll just say the title would be I've Had Too Much Whiskey Tonight.
Well, that would be a good title.
See?
Well, let's see. It's coming up here.
God damn it.
Say goodbye again. Goodbye again.
Oh, well, fuck me.
Right. Appropriate reaction for getting a game. I remember watching a Jeopardy once where, you know, he said, I think the answer is rook. And Alex Trebek was like, actually, you need to ask that in the form of a question. What is the rook? And the guy was like, oh, well, fuck me then.
No way.
No, that didn't really happen.
No, I didn't think so.
But I wish.
I've learned to not trust you.
That would be, I bet they don't use that beep a lot on Jeopardy. That cuss out bleep.
Yeah.
Do you think they just kick you off the show, or do you think you could get on there and just be real smart, but then you're just like, every time you get it wrong, you're like, fucking fuck.
I don't know. I mean, do they still have like new shows of Jeopardy?
I think so.
Huh.
I saw one where they had a question about Wendy's.
Yeah.
Something about the Baconator.
That's pretty funny.
I think it was a commercial in disguise as a question.
You know what? One time in high school when I went to Wendy's for lunch, this family was in front of me. And I don't know why I remember this. But this woman, she was really pumped about that bacon sandwich.
Baconator?
Yeah, she wanted nothing more. And I remember she went up to the counter and she was like a burly man. I mean, she just said, I would like
she was
the
like what
Baconator.
You'd expect. She's what you'd expect the singer of Lucero to be
exactly.
like. Throw a trucker hat and a flannel on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she was terrifying.
Fair enough. Do you ever have the Baconator?
No.
Huge disappointment.
Really? You know, every time I eat at Wendy's now, I get a little bit of a stomach ache.
As a guy who, like, pretty much every recipe I've made either has bacon in it or
it's
it gets
true.
Added in.
Your
like,
cookies. Your cookies have
yeah,
bacon
cookies,
in them. Yeah,
cookies. I made pulled pork.
Bacon.
And I was like, well,
you made chili,
why not throw bacon.
Bacon
in there? Chili had bacon in there.
Did you put chili or bacon on your donuts there?
No, but that's only because I didn't have a reliable maple frosting.
Mm.
I didn't want to just put bacon because that would be crazy.
Fair enough.
But yeah, that Baconator, not as much bacon as I would. I wanted to like finish and have a heart attack or something. Like,
oh, that's how you know the sandwich is good, is if you have a heart attack.
Yeah, like I worked at Pizza Hut.
Mm.
And one of the activities was, there's no manager, so my buddy and I decided to just make what we considered to be the ultimate pizza.
Oh, boy.
So this was like a normal pizza. So a normal pizza, crust,
mm-hmm.
sauce, little bit of cheese, toppings, the rest of the cheese.
Right.
Right? So what we did crust, but we rolled it out extra thin, because then we used the extra crust on the end and made the crust into one long continuous pizza roll ring.
Oh, wow.
So that had cheese and pepperoni in it.
So then, wait, first let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So you roll out this pizza super thin. So
it wasn't super thin. You know what
but
we did?
Thin.
We had stuffed crust. And this is probably a corporate secret that I'm not supposed to give away according to a really, really shitty video I watched about how to make Pizza Hut pizza, though God knows why you would want to make that at home.
I bet that video is just hilarious.
It was just a bunch of pictures of like pizza ovens and stuff. And it's like this huge, you know, nice looking brick oven.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, you're watching the video and just off to your right, you see the oven that they cook. It looks nothing like. And the people who work there look nothing like the people
yeah,
in the video.
They
and,
probably.
Yeah.
I mean, the people in the video probably look happy.
Oh, my God. And they're like smart and well-spoken
they
and groomed.
They look nice.
And,
their hair's all done. And
let's put it this way. When I worked there, you had to wear an apron
mm-hmm.
as part of your uniform. But there was no guideline on how you had to wear the apron. So what I would do, I'd wear it full normal one day,
mm-hmm.
reversed the second day. So I'd have pizza shit all against my body on the second day.
Why would you do that?
Well, I didn't want to wash my apron every day.
So instead you'd wash your filthy pizza stained clothes?
No, you had like a shirt, like a polo shirt you had to wear.
Oh, so you
so
just
it was
wore the
filthy
same
and
shirt.
Pizza stained, but I didn't care.
Wow.
Then day three was folded in half.
Oh boy.
So it was like just a half apron.
See, now,
like a guy who makes change at an arcade.
When I worked at a cafe, that's how I wore my apron was
yeah.
half.
Well, see, I would do that because for some reason that's cooler, although I don't know why.
I didn't think it was cooler. I didn't like the strap around my neck. I felt like I was being suffocated
like
by
you were
my
being killed
awful
from
job.
From the back of your neck?
Yeah, it's like where I don't wear my seatbelt up. I always put it under my arm.
Big secret, everyone. Heather's windpipe's actually in the backside of her neck.
Ooh.
It's a self-defense mechanism that up until now has been her deep, dark secret, but it's her Achilles heel.
Yep, it's true.
And then day four was, again, half, but reversed again.
Mm.
So you could get 4 days out of one apron. So, okay.
I don't think that's sanitary.
No, obviously it's not. They shouldn't have made me wear a fucking apron.
Just tell me about the pizza.
Okay, so we took a stuffed crust, and we put pizza roll in the crust. Normally, if you get a stuffed crust, which I'm proud that I knew this, I was like, guys, stuffed crust is shit. Mm-hmm. All that's in there is fucking string cheese. It tastes like shit.
Right.
It is string cheese. It's those long tubes.
Like you like open the plastic, you like peel the plastic open and take them out of each individual.
Well, it's like one bag, but it is a bunch of tubes of string cheese.
Ooh, boy.
I mean, and you can peel it just
are
like
they
string
slimy?
Cheese.
They're
just
they're
like
slimy.
Exactly like normal string cheese. They're not slimy, they're
normal.
Plasticky.
Eh. Ooh.
Delicious and plasticky.
That doesn't sound good.
It's not.
No.
So then that's why we were like, we'll use the regular cheese, which is
I'm so glad I don't eat at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not a good decision.
Just from the story, which I'm sure that the other pizza places are similar,
mm-hmm.
but knowing that this is exactly how it is at Pizza Hut, I'm glad I don't eat there.
You know, it didn't turn me off at the time. I think what turned me off was I ate so much pizza there.
Ugh, God.
Because you weren't supposed to really eat there. But, you know, if you fucked up a pizza.
Well, fuck them. Everyone eats at the place that they work. If it's like an eating establishment. Everyone.
So we would be like, oh, wait, this wasn't supposed to have the exact ingredients that I like on it. That's really weird.
Huh.
I guess we'll have to remake that one. Well, you know what? Good job on the managing style by catching that mistake. We'll just move on and forget all about it.
Okay.
We had this manager, too, who was real out of it. Like, one time...
Was it a man or a woman?
Man.
Okay.
His wife was the manager of, like, the other Pizza Hut in town.
Oh, wow.
So there was speculation that it's, like, because she had all these high-up connections at Pizza Hut, you know... That she was, like, hooking him up with the job because he didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
You know, even if you had high-up connections uh-huh. at Pizza Hut, I don't feel like that's something I would want to brag about.
No.
Like, that's
not
something.
He didn't brag. That's just our speculate. Because
right.
when you're 15,
right.
you're like, how do you score this fucking sweet job?
Oh, my God. And he probably wants to kill himself.
Well, and see, we worked at the good one, too, because it was
the good one.
It didn't have a dine-in.
Oh.
So it was strictly delivery, so you never saw customers.
That's kind of nice.
It was great.
Yeah.
So this one time, we took a pizza, and we made it, and it was something gross, like onions and pineapple and mushroom or something.
That is gross.
And the person never came for it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we put it through the oven again and again, and it probably went through the oven about 5 times.
Oh, my God.
And then it comes out. As it's coming out, the manager's coming in. And so he sees this charred black frisbee come out, and he sees it, and he's like, what the hell is going on? You know, so he takes it out, and he's looking at it, and he's like, what's up with this pizza, guys? And I was working with this guy, Chase, and mm-hmm. Chase was like, oh, I'll just remake it, whatever. We'll just put it on the top oven instead of the bottom.
Uh-huh.
So he does, and the manager throws the black one in the trash. This guy, Chase, takes it back out of the trash.
Oh, my God.
Puts it through again. It goes through, like, 3 more times. And then the manager comes back again, sees it coming out again.
Oh, my God.
And so then he's like, he takes it out. He's like looking in the oven like he's going to see some huge flame in there or something.
So to him, he probably thought, my God, there's something wrong
something
with the oven.
Something is horribly wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
So to him, that was like the second pizza that
yeah.
had come out that way.
Right. Mm. This was a pattern. It didn't occur to him that we were completely fucking around and roasting a pizza in there.
How much money did you make at this job?
Oh my God, like probably 5 something.
Oh boy.
An hour.
Totally worth it, huh?
My biggest accomplishment was I was the best at, you could like flick pieces of ham against the windows because the walls were all windows and
right.
it would just stick.
Wow.
I was the best at that.
Didn't have, good for you.
Yeah.
You should give yourself a pat on the back there.
I did.
Good.
There's
so,
no shortage. Okay, so.
Tell me about your pizza, your crazy pizza.
So then it was like, sauce,
uh-huh.
cheese, full layer of cheese.
So what's a full layer?
So let's say it was probably like 3 cups.
Oh, that's a lot of cheese.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So 3 cups of cheese.
Okay.
Then pepperoni. Now, pepperoni, you're supposed to like count. And I think a large got like 90, right?
That's a lot.
Yeah, and usually we didn't count, but then this one asshole manager started working there, JP,
ooh,
son of a bitch.
He sounds like a real badass.
Well, you know what sucks about a guy like JP? You're like, he's real into the rules and making sure you do it right at
mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut.
JP, why does that sound familiar?
He was like older, he was like 30.
No, not like JT. What the hell is JT?
JTT, that's... Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Tiger Beat.
That's what I'm thinking
and
about.
And Home Improvement.
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
Oh,
I don't know if they were related. I never asked. We never got close because he was a dick. He made me do things like wash the outside of the garbage cans and stuff like that.
That is shitty.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Huh. Okay, so you got a full layer of cheese.
Full layer of cheese.
Yeah.
pepperoni, double layer. So they're like overlapped in a perfect, beautiful sort of spiraling pattern.
So you've
pattern.
Got basically like 180 pepperonis.
Then full layer of cheese. Then full double layer of pepperoni.
So wait, so now you've got...
Then top layer of cheese.
More than 6 cups of cheese.
7.5 probably.
Jesus
cups
Christ.
Of cheese, and then like quadruple the pepperoni.
Oh my God.
Plus a pizza roll on the end.
This pizza just screams heartburn, and I'm going to kill you.
We put it in.
Oh boy.
It goes through.
Uh-huh.
Comes out, and you know, we get the box and we joyfully take it home. We took turns carrying it because it was so fucking heavy. It was too heavy to carry for one man. Like,
oh my God.
We lived like a mile away, you know, right. So we took it, we walk home. We're at his house,
mm-hmm.
and I got like halfway through a slice, and I was so thirsty. I couldn't go on.
Like
I was
water
like,
had never tasted
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, I like
good.
Chugged an entire glass of water God. And then went back. I think I ate like 3/4 of one piece.
Tell me you got diarrhea.
Laid down on the floor for like 10 minutes and was like, I got to go home.
Oh, boy.
And he ate, I think, like a piece, maybe a piece and a half, ugh. And then also was equally sick. I mean... It was probably like 4 in the afternoon. I ate half this piece of pizza and went home and went to bed.
You know, at 15.
I was like, yeah, 15. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, and I feel like at 15, your stomach, I mean, for the stuff you put in there, it's pretty strong. So for you to be sick.
It's not like my stomach hurt.
Right.
I just felt like.
Generally not well.
Like hungover.
Right.
Like if you know how you drink a wine and you get a headache. Just imagine this. You're out on a boat all day in the sun, and you drink like 3 glasses of wine, so you had a real bad headache,
uh-huh.
and you felt weakened.
You know, I'm tempted to go to the Pizza Hut,
uh-huh.
go in there, mm-hmm. and say, I'll pay however much it costs,
right.
make this pizza for me.
Remake it,
and then I want to bring it back and make you eat
make
a
me
piece,
try it again.
And I just want to see what happens.
I'm telling you what happened.
I just want to see if you'll react the same way, you know, years later.
Oh,
I think it would be worse.
I think if I picked up a slice like that today and felt how heavy it was and like, I mean, the grease too.
Your face is even getting pale. Jesus.
Just thinking about it's making me a little nauseous.
You don't look well.
I'm not well, and this isn't helping.
Oh, boy.
Just like the grease on the plate, because Pizza Hut's pretty greasy, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It was like the plate was curved up on the sides like a good plate should be.
Right.
And it was pooled all... in there, you know, it was like a
God
small just layer of orange goo. Uh-huh.
I feel like acid is coming up my throat.
Yeah,
like this is
it. Probably is.
Yeah,
probably. Just I think just talking about it really.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Really took us back.
Mm.
So anyway, that's that song.
Wow.
Somehow.
Yep.
I think we've got two more.
Two more. Let's go.
Okay, you ready for this one?
Do I have to guess the title again?
Yeah, I want you to try and guess this one. I'll play it, and you'll see how quickly you can guess it.
Quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hang on. This isn't what I wanted. Just keep talking. Entertain the people while I find it.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm never eating at Pizza Hut ever again. Ever. I just... Yeah. You know, I don't like Domino's either. I think there's something weird going on there.
Yeah, Domino's is the worst, I think.
Yeah. I feel like their pizza always looks different. Every time my family will order a Domino's pizza, because that's all we have in the town I live in and is Domino's. Mm-hmm. And every time they've ordered it, it looks different.
True. Okay, you ready?
Yep, ready.
See how quick you can guess this.
Okay, go. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Which song? Here's what we're going to do. Until you can guess it, it's just going to get slowly louder.
What if I can't guess it? You're going to
blow my ears. It's going to get real bad, yeah.
I don't know the title.
It's just slowly going up.
I just know when you sing it, you know, and you're just like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. That's all I know.
Come on now.
Everybody.
See, you went to...
Yeah, see, that's what I'm used to hearing. I really don't know the title.
It's not very loud yet,
This isn't the way I want to die, from my eardrums being blown out by a bone
thug
in harmony. God, my sister used to listen to this crap.
Don't forget my Uncle Charles, y'all. That's my hint.
I'm going to guess Don't Forget My Uncle Charles, Y'all.
Okay.
We
this is
we
a good
pray.
Jam, huh?
We pray.
Come on.
That's it. We pray Uncle Charles. I pray to my Uncle Charles.
It's getting pretty loud.
I know. It's getting louder. It's hurting my ears.
I still have like another quarter.
I'm getting a headache.
From this? Why would this give you a headache?
Oh, boy. You look like you're really enjoying this song.
I am.
Your head's bobbing and you're closing your eyes softly.
I put on these really squared sunglasses.
Yeah.
That are dark, yeah.
You know, if you had your own, like, romance movie.
Okay.
Just listen. If you had your own romance movie and you were walking along the beach with your lover, like, there's this scene mm-hmm. and you're walking along the beach and you're...
Is this like we're on a date?
You've been seeing each other for a while.
Okay.
And you're wearing this like white short sleeve button up shirt and it, you know, it's okay. open and you've got your wife beater on and it's like
okay.
billowing in the wind.
Am I a gangster?
Just listen. This is the song that would be playing. Can you picture it?
Does this give you a clue?
See you at the crossroads.
Crossroads, but pretty close. This is the song I'd be on my romantic date.
Your anniversary.
No, I'll set the scene for you. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
We're going on a romantic date. No, we're not going on a romantic date.
Uh-huh.
We're in a cafe and we're fighting and it's like, I just don't think this is gonna work anymore. And you can tell I'm just crushed.
Right.
Then it cuts to outside. It's shooting us from the outside of the cafe.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell that I'm really upset and I'm kind of starting to cry and she's starting to cry. But you can't hear anything we're saying. You can just see us gesturing and talking and that kind of thing. And then she gets up her jacket and leaves, you know? And so then it's kind of like she's walking out and I'm just sitting there like trying to do the bill.
Right. Oh, boy.
Breaking down. Because, you know, it's like the crossroads. She's going her way, I'm going my way.
Yeah.
Just weeping.
Oh, God.
You know, and there's just traffic and people walking by. Maybe some lady's walking by. She looks in the window to see because she sees me crying and she just takes a quick look and then is like, God, and keeps walking.
Yeah, she would just leave.
What do you think of that?
Great.
Here's another good one. You ready?
Yes.
Let me start over. This is me, okay? I'm getting out of a black car and I'm in a suit.
Okay.
Walking into a cemetery.
Oh, God.
My mom just died. And we're, you know, now I'm carrying the casket.
Oh, God.
You know? And there's a big scene because there's only four of us who will carry the casket.
Right.
Because there were like four. It's like me, my dad, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have like a real little kid.
Right.
So he wants to help, but he can't. So he's just dangling from it while we carry it.
So it's more weight.
Yeah. But he wanted to help.
Mm.
Or no, we have him carry like the little wreath.
Oh, okay.
And the three of us have to carry it, you know.
Right.
And the one brother, thank God, is played by The Rock.
Uh-huh.
So he can lift it really well. But we know our mom was killed. Killed.
Uh-huh.
Because she was trying to clean up our neighborhood in Detroit, right? Mm,
right, Detroit.
And so, you know, after the funeral, this is like the beginning of the movie. And after the movie is when we get together and make our plan to fucking clean up these streets on our own.
Right.
The cops aren't any help.
This is... I'm amazed at your imagination.
We go. This is a real story of the streets. I'm a man of the streets, and this is my story.
So little I know about you.
Yeah. So we go to the cops, you know, and they're just like, "Listen, we don't have time to investigate every fucking broad that gets killed out there. Okay, we're up to our asses in black violence in this city. This is the
black
Motor
violence.
City. Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, they're racist too. They have to be bad.
Right.
You know, and one of the brothers is black.
Uh-huh.
So he like almost attacks the cop.
Uh-huh.
No, it's the little kid is black. And so he almost starts like attacking the cop.
Right.
And The Rock has to hold him back.
The Rock.
Yeah. And so then I'm talking to him like, "Listen, motherfucker, we're going to find who did this. And we do, it's going to be your ass."
Yeah.
And then he starts telling me something and I knock his badge right off his shirt. And we
walk
out.
Wow. So you're a badass.
Knock off his hat.
Yeah.
And two other cops hold him back and we leave.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually we find the killer.
So back to the song. This is...
Yeah. What do you think of the song?
You know, it takes me back to when my sister, she drank at a young age, you know?
Sure.
Real partier.
Sure.
And she would let me tag along sometimes.
Oh, good. So I'm, family activity is good.
Yeah, I was getting drunk at like 13 years old, mm-hmm. maybe 12. I don't remember.
Right.
Obviously. But this, you know, they used to listen to this song, especially. Yeah. And
it's a winner. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. And so I remember drinking. God, what the hell is that drink? Mad Dog? Is Mad Dog a drink?
Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Like, what do you call that? Malt liquor?
Goldschlager.
Oh.
We used to drink the shit out of that stuff.
Why would anyone drink Goldschlager? That's such a scam.
I was 13. I did not know better.
Okay, but just get whatever is in the Listerine bottle. Like, what do you care?
I guess you probably
were mixing it up with, like, fucking Capri Sun or something anyway.
No, we drank it straight.
Ugh.
Yeah. I had to toughen up young.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thank God you did.
The crowd I was running with.
Yeah.
You know, headed in
your 14-year-old sister and her Bone Thugs pals.
She was 15.
Boom, boom, boom. When she was a gangster, what was she wearing?
She used to wear a lot of tank tops, and she'd wear real low-rider jeans. They'd be really flared,
though. Did she have, like, men's boxers on?
No, I think if she did that, she would wear sweatpants.
Okay.
But I don't know. She would wear the flared jeans, and her bangs would be curled, you know, out like puffy.
Awesome.
Puffy in the front.
And oh, okay. Like there was an invisible curler in
them?
Yes,
yeah. Exactly. And so she really had that look.
Sounds like she was pretty hard.
Yeah, she was tough.
Pretty frightening at the mall,
yeah.
I bet.
God.
I'm just an old guy in there looking to get some fucking glasses, and I see her rolling my way,
uh-huh.
you know, and she's there with her posse, and fucking all I can just hear is like,
oh, God.
See them rolling, and I'm like, oh, shit. I duck into the Arby's real quick to get out of their way.
Yeah, she was pretty scary back then.
Okay, there's one more song. Do you want to hear the last one?
I do.
Okay. Now, this one's pretty different, so if you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here you go.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Now, again, okay, you're very familiar with the film Stranger Than Fiction.
I am.
Why isn't this song the song he wakes up to?
You know, I think it's probably because that it doesn't really fit his personality in that movie.
But isn't that like the whole point? It would be like his one thing where he thinks he's like cool, but he's not. But
you know,
he's sitting in the shower going, like it starts going into the thing and he loses the thread of the song because he's an idiot.
Yeah, I guess that could be like his quirky thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It would be perfect, right?
Yeah, it would be.
I should write them. Maybe they'll do a director's cut.
Yeah.
Not direct, God. Crazy input from nobody on the internet cut. They should do that on a movie. Like, make a movie and then open up for internet suggestions.
Uh-huh.
Take, like, the top 50.
Mm-hmm.
Reshoot and cut the movie
mm-hmm.
to accommodate all those suggestions.
Yeah.
Because then we could all see how fucking stupid everybody is.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, this is why I'm not a filmmaker and I'm an internet commenter. All right, well, thanks for reviewing all of our songs.
You're welcome.
Now we can be confident that we can play whatever the hell we want for the rest of the little while. And we may play some more, but again, that's to stock up for you to review the next time you come in.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great.
So I did have a topic I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
That I've heard you're an expert in.
Uh-huh.
You played a sport.
I did. You know, to be fair, I played several sports.
Okay, but I want to focus on one in particular, although I do want to talk to you about sports in general, because I think you know more about sports than I do.
Probably true.
So it'd be nice if you would teach me a little bit about it so that when I'm out with like other men,
right, you
can. I have something to say.
I understand.
Because when they're like, oh, I saw the hockey game and we were at a party last night and there's a guy there and I made the huge mistake of bringing up hockey for some reason.
That's a mistake for you to ever bring up.
I know. I don't know why I would do that.
Right.
Because I know nothing about it. So right. I was just like, oh, you know, are you still watching a lot of hockey?
Mm.
And then I was like, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, you know, oh, yeah, not as much, but I'm still watching quite a bit because, you know, the Avalanche sucked this year. And I was like, oh, You have any teams? Do they? Any teams you're following this year?
And in your head, you're just thinking, like, what the fuck have I done?
I know. Even when I came up with the question of, you got any teams you're following this year?
It's clear you have no idea what you're saying. You should have said a specific team, like, hey, do you like the Oilers this year?
I don't even know which teams are still a team. Something like that. The only team I know as a team is the Devils, and that's because I listen to a talk radio show that is loosely centered around the Devils.
Fair enough.
But that's it. So I was, as soon as I said it, I was like, okay, if he just by some chance brings up the Devils,
yeah,
I'm going to look fucking awesome.
Now, I don't know that much about hockey rules or football. I really don't care for football.
Okay.
But I do know a lot about baseball.
If you have softball.
I do know a lot about softball as well.
Can we talk about, what would you say are some of the main differences between baseball and softball? Maybe I should start.
Okay.
In what I am pretty sure the difference is.
And I will tell you if they are true or not.
Sure. True or false.
Okay.
This is kind of a good test of your knowledge.
Okay.
Then the people at home can trust you. They don't just think
it's
you're some
while,
crazy person.
It's been a while, so forgive me if I'm wrong.
Well, I want to prove that this is all in your mind. It's not like, you know, you have your iPhone here and you're Googling softball and you're looking at the Wikipedia referencing all this info.
Right.
You know. Okay.
Okay.
Softball fact number one. Softball refers to the ball that you play softball with because it's large and poofy and soft, and it's that way because girls are afraid of balls.
I'm gonna say a big false to that.
Okay.
I've been hit in the face several times with a softball, and it is not soft at all. No. Mm-hmm. No, it is large, though.
Have you been hit in the face with a baseball?
Yes.
And how does that compare? How many times have you been hit in the face with a baseball or a softball?
Geez, that I can count off the top of my head.
Sure, times you remember because they weren't brain injured away from
your
memory.
Yeah, no joke. At least five that I can remember left a mark.
Five times you were hit in the head or face.
I guess four. One of those was in the neck.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was playing shortstop, and this girl hit a pretty solid grounder my way, and it hit a pocket of dirt, and it popped up and hit me right in the neck, and the laces of the softball were actually, like, the imprint was left in my neck for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So, that was that time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but no, softballs are not soft.
Not as soft as I thought.
I think the softballs hurt worse, though, because they're bigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of the difference between getting stabbed by an ice pick or like a big dull knife, right? One is smaller but more targeted pain. The other is a larger surface area.
Right. Sure.
Or how about we could compare it to, say, getting hit with a football versus a smaller football?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Or like getting punched.
Yeah, I don't know why you had to use a knife. That's not the same.
Well, I'm trying to make a comparison that people
necessary?
At home can understand.
All right.
Okay. Softball fact. Yeah. Ugh. Softball fact number two.
Okay. I'm nervous to smell your...
It's bad. Okay. Softball teams are composed entirely of gay women.
Well, I am not gay, and so I played, so I would have to say that's for sure false.
Have you ever kissed another woman?
I have kissed another woman.
Interesting.
But no, I'm not gay.
Are there girls who... Let's change the definition a little then.
Mm-hmm.
Played entirely by girls who have committed gay acts with other girls. Or will.
I would have to say that that's probably true.
Really?
Yeah.
And then are you joking around right now?
No,
serious?
that's true.
Why? What is this?
I think girls, especially when they're in high school, are just curious. Very curious.
Well, sure, I was curious about a lot of things too, but I didn't give my buddy a handy when he was sleeping on the couch.
I don't know why it's different for girls than it is for boys, but I think it is different.
Okay. Maybe you guys need to just like study a little more or something.
I remember
a little time.
Yeah. I remember my senior year of high school, and I had someone come up to me, and they were asking me about the softball season and how it was going. And he asked me how my girlfriend was. And I had to ask him to be specific, like which friend. And he was like, no, your girlfriend. Uh-huh. I was like, you mean like a boyfriend, like a girlfriend? And he was like, yeah, on the team. Yeah. I was like, I don't have a girlfriend. And he said, oh, yeah, you do. I've seen you with her.
Yeah.
And I said, what the fuck, man? And yeah. He said, all of you guys are lesbians. I know it. I see you together. And he was serious. He was totally serious. And that's when I knew that I had made the wrong choice.
Do you think there's anybody who joined softball not because of their interest in softball, but because of their interest in women? And that's like a safe haven?
I think yes. And I also think that there are probably a lot of coaches, lesbian coaches.
That's that danger zone.
Pick.
That is not wise.
No,
so
but,
they're gonna like pick up on these high school softball players who are curious and interested in seeing where this will all go.
Yeah,
they need an older hand to guide them.
You know, I do remember tryouts. I don't remember how old I was, but
for
I
softball or
yeah, for softball.
Being with this coach is a relationship.
No, not
what do you think
not
that. How good are you at keeping secrets?
Pretty good.
How much do you talk to your parents?
Not that much.
Where's your dad?
Not gonna tell you.
Okay.
But I remember the tryouts one year, and this girl that came, she was just fucking terrible. She was awful. Probably the worst player I've ever seen. And you know, at the end of the tryout, we were all kind of looking at her like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" And so I went up to her and I said, "You know, do you need some extra practice or why the fuck are you here?"
That's a good tactic.
Not like that. Okay.
No, I'm saying on her part.
Yeah. Well, then I said, "Why are you here?" And she said, "Why, I don't play softball." And I was like, "That's obvious.
Yeah.
We've gathered that. Why are you here?" And she said, "Well, I came for the women."
Yeah.
And I was shocked. You know,
I can get behind that.
It's like 16 then. And I was like, all right, well, good for you.
Yeah.
You know, keep it up.
I think that's like the only thing that kept me in school.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I was like knee deep in women or anything, but if I
were you even ankle deep in women?
No. And my ankles were so close to the ground too. I was not very tall.
Oh boy.
So it wasn't saying much.
You know, my good friend is a lesbian, and she has confided in me several times that she loved softball for that reason.
Yeah.
You know, we're all running around and sweaty and...
Well, okay. I don't know how I feel about that, but it's like how, like if you're in a class and you would pretend you didn't really understand and you're like, boy, I could sure use some help studying for this.
Yeah.
And it's just rather than ask the really smart Indian boy, Anand, maybe I'll ask you. Because maybe we'll study later.
Right.
Somewhere not at school.
Study.
Where things can happen.
Yes.
Never worked for me, but.
No.
No.
It did work for me.
For you or on you?
For me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's how you picked up a man?
Yeah.
Way to go. So you were like, oh, gosh, I need help with this geometry.
Yeah. Well, we had kind of, I mean, this boy, we had already kind of been hanging out and seeing each other.
Oh, this was a ploy to just spend more time together?
Yeah.
See, I think it probably works better for girls, too, because as a guy, you're like, hey, I could use some help on this subject or whatever, and I think the girl either likes you already or is like, oh, great, unattractive and stupid. What a package you're bringing
That's
here.
That's true. That's very true.
Okay. How many softball facts was that, too?
Yeah, not that many.
Okay. Softball fact number three. Softball is a sport that was invented because girls can't play baseball.
You know, I can't give a firm true or
false.
Why
couldn't girls? I don't understand why
girls
can't play baseball.
You know, I feel like somewhere in our history, someone determined that women are not as strong or not as fast of runners or something.
Someone just decided
that they can't throw as far. I really don't know because you know the baseball field is a lot bigger than a softball field.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Softball fact number four: the softball field is smaller than baseball field.
It is the distance between.
That was
going to
be my next fact, and you kind of took it out from under me.
Excuse me.
That was my first good one too.
Sorry. The distance between the bases is a lot smaller, and the outfield is smaller and it's just generally smaller.
So they figure if it's closer together, that's easier.
I don't know.
They should make them really far apart because then you could just kind of jog. You wouldn't have to be so quick.
I don't know. I don't know if it's easier. I would say that maybe they made it that way because they thought that maybe that was the distance at which a woman can run.
But you don't agree with that?
No.
You think a woman's as fast and as strong as a man?
In some cases, yes.
In some cases.
In some cases, women are stronger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I guess the strongest woman in the world is probably stronger than me. Yes. But I don't think you could take like the best woman and the worst man, a.k.a. strongest woman
in
me.
That's why I said sometimes.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Well, sure. But I mean, you could also say that in that case, like, well, the strongest man is stronger than the shittiest car. I mean,
well, yeah.
I'm sure there's like a 2-cylinder car out there that a man could lift.
Yeah. You know, I saw a lot of breasts in my softball days.
Okay. Fact number 5, you see a lot of breasts.
True.
Expound.
True. Because, you know,
and these were all 18-year-old breasts, so it's okay to talk about.
Well,
yes. Go on.
Yes, they're 18-year-old breasts. Okay. So we would
18-year-old soaped up breasts.
Not.
In tight shirts and then
up.
Not. Oh.
You know, I'll give you the dirty details. A lot of the girls would bring extra deodorant to put in between their breasts because we would get so sweaty on the field.
So they'd be rubbing like right.
Literally deodorant.
That is not
everywhere.
A sexy detail at all.
You know, and they would put it on their feet. They put it on the bottom of their feet.
Okay, that's not doing.
And behind their knees.
You should have led with the feet and the knees before getting to the breasts. You can't go, okay, so they put this for in between their. The only things you should be putting in between your breasts are like a lipstick or a secret on a paper or a microfilm.
I'm surprised you didn't say a dick.
Nah, I'm not into that.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you. I'm glad you're proud of me for that.
So when class would end at, you know, whatever fucking time it ended, we would all have to haul ass to the ball fields to make it in time for practice. So we'd all be hurrying to the ball fields and then we'd all hustle into the bathroom at the ball fields and we'd all be changing in there. You know, our shit's everywhere trying to change quickly. And,
sure.
I mean, shirts were just flying off and there's boobs everywhere.
I see sort of what you're saying.
Yeah.
However, being on, you know, a couple sports teams, not that I was good at it.
Right.
But we did quite a bit of changing as well. And there wasn't just rampant flashing of balls and dicks and butts and all that.
There weren't many bathrooms or changing
rooms. No, this is all one big room, but you would line along the perimeter of the room and face the wall when you were pantsless.
The bathroom was very small.
Okay.
So we were all kind of packed in there.
I hear what you're saying, but
I'm not defending myself.
I don't think there was a lot of effort at concealment.
No, probably not.
If you were like a less busty young lady, would you get like a travel deodorant to put in between your boobs? Was that?
I'm not.
Is that an indication?
I'm not even going to answer that.
And if you were one of the more busty ladies, would you have like a deodorant and maybe like a Listerine and a little comb? And
yeah, I was the one with the travel deodorant.
You had the
travel
deodorant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that those, they come in varying sizes. And if you were going to put something in there, have you ever concealed things in between?
Not in between, but I have put things in my bra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like money or something.
Yeah. I remember one particular time when I traveled to Europe and I couldn't find my little pouch for my like ID and my money and stuff. I had placed it somewhere.
Your pouch.
Whatever the hell it's called.
A wallet?
No, it's like a special one that you wear under your clothes.
Oh, you had one of those secret like the old people wear where they're like, some fucking
Spaniard
is going to steal all my shit.
They said if we didn't purchase one, we could not go.
Wow.
So we had to buy one. But so I misplaced it. And so that day I put my money and my license in my bra.
I think I want to start wearing one of those. You know, they have those belts you wear sort of around your torso with all your shit in it.
Like a fanny pack?
No. It's like flatter. And it's supposed to be to hide your money and your ID.
That's what I
had. Okay. But it belts around you, around your torso.
Heck yeah.
I think I want to start wearing those day to day. And I just go to like Subway and I have to like pull my shirt up and get my shit out of there. Excuse me one second. I'm like completely disassembling my whole outfit just to
get
my shit out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing so much about your softball experience.
You're welcome.
Do you have any other illicit tales? This turned into real like softball after dark. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
Does anyone ever ask about softball as a sport? Like, which question usually comes first? What position do you play? Or tell me about all those naked broads.
Probably
huh?
the naked broads. Yeah, that's true.
We don't use the word broads here, okay?
Oh, fuck you.
That was me being a character, but you were saying that as
you. So are you telling me you never use the word broads?
When I'm being a character, I'm kind of an actor in my time.
Are you?
You would know that if you'd listened to our first show.
Oh, excuse me.
You would
me.
Have heard about 100% of the shows that I've been in
right.
on stage.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes I'll say something like, oh, yeah, those broads over there. But that's not Peter. That's Peter as someone else.
Peter as Jackass.
Yeah. Right. But when you say it,
I'm offensive.
It comes off wrong. Oh, it doesn't come off well. It sounds like you're trying to hurt feelings and that kind of thing.
Right. You know, I don't think I have any more sexy.
That's okay. Do you want to hear
titles.
About my time playing baseball? Did you know I played baseball?
I did not, and I don't know if I want to hear
it's
about
pretty,
it.
It's pretty good. I was young. This doesn't involve breasts.
Can I guess what happened?
Sure.
First, let me guess.
Let me tell you, I was probably in like third or fourth grade.
Okay. I can picture, let's see, you don't really play sports now, and besides, you know, running or whatever. And
which is a combined choice between, I think God and I have reached a consensus that I was not created for it, nor do I want to work towards it. So we kind of just agreed to let that one go.
Right. All right. Here's my thoughts on you playing baseball.
Okay.
I can picture you getting there and they don't know what the fuck to do with you.
Right.
So they would probably, based on my knowledge, put you in left field.
Okay.
Or right field. Probably left field.
Okay. Well, you're already assuming that I would know which one of those I was in.
Oh, I'm not saying that you would know where the fuck to go.
Yeah, okay.
You don't know where to go. You don't. They just tell you to go there.
They're like shortstop, and I say, like, is that the guy behind the batter? Or
they would not put you in shortstop.
I can only assume.
So they tell you to go there, and I can picture you stepping out onto the dirt out of the dugout.
Okay.
And then you turn around and give them a look like, I have no idea what you just said to me.
I'm on the mound. Does that mean I'm pitching?
Yeah. And so, they have to literally.
It was pitching machine. I should give you that info, too. That's how young I was.
They have to literally point you in the right direction. And even then, you're not sure. And they have to tell you, like, a couple more steps, a few more steps back, Peter.
Well, let me put it this way, though. Devil's advocate. Shitty sports player's advocate. Okay, so you're looking at the field, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's left field and right field.
Right.
But it's like, you know how you look at a stage and there's left and right, but then there's stage left and stage right.
Yep.
Because there's two dimensions. If you're on the stage, the left side is different than if you're looking at the stage.
Right.
I brought that knowledge to the baseball field, the baseball diamond.
Uh-huh.
And so when they said go to left field, I'd be like, well, who's left?
Uh-huh.
Yours or mine? Who's the important person? So is left from the batter's perspective, I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
I think I may have played some right field, maybe even center fielder.
Oh, wow. That's
you know
a
what,
real
though?
Step up for
well,
you.
Kids couldn't hit that far.
That's true.
It would go into, go on, sorry.
So you, after a long time, you make it there. You make it to the position.
Yeah, a lot of
and
hard
even,
work.
Even then, you're not really where you should be, but they've just given up. They're exhausted.
They're like good enough.
Yeah.
The amount of work to get in there.
Yeah,
it's not like he's going to make a play.
Yeah, so you're standing there and, you know, if I picture being you for a minute, I can just picture you thinking to yourself, like, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
I want to leave already.
Yeah.
And the game hasn't even started yet, and you already want to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if someone hit the ball your way.
Okay.
I don't even imagine you moving one step.
Right.
Just standing there.
Just watching it and going like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. And they're telling you, like, Peter, get the ball. Peter, run. And you're just like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Am I right?
You have a real high opinion of me. You are some right. I think I was shitty. Mm-hmm. Although, to be fair, I think every third grader sucks at everything.
That's true.
I mean, it's going to be a worthless team.
I was good at math.
Okay. Marketable. I was bad at math. Long division took me a long time because...
It's called long division.
That's what I said, isn't it? Did I say lawn?
No, you said long, but you said it took me a long time.
Oh,
that's why.
I'm going to just turn your mic down.
All right.
So I called in sick like every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell my grandma, I'd be like, oh, my stomach hurts. And she would call in sick to school.
And this was in third grade.
Yeah. So long division.
You had hard road ahead of you.
Yeah. I think maybe too, that was when we started like borrowing in subtraction.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
And I couldn't figure it. I didn't understand.
Real bad at it.
Yeah, the teacher paired me up with this smart kid named David to try and teach me.
I see.
If you're out there, David McFarlane, thanks a shitload. Didn't help me at all. He was, you know what the problem was? He was too smart. I was a complete idiot, and he was pretty smart, so it was a complete mismatch.
Yeah, it wasn't going to work.
Okay, so I'll just kind of go through what I remember.
Okay.
I remember we wore a light blue uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand the pants.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean you didn't understand the pants?
They were like weird.
Like you didn't know how to put them on?
They weren't quite sweats. Mm. They weren't sweats, but they weren't.
They're like a plasticky material.
Yeah. Real bad.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the point of that.
Yeah.
So I was like, shouldn't we be comfy a little?
The girl ones, though, in softball, tight.
Yeah, they're like men's football pants.
They're real tight.
They wear a real tight pant and then sort of a loose, billowy top.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why one has to be tight and one can be loose.
I don't know.
So I have a distinct memory of enjoying one baseball practice was when they taught us how to slide.
Uh-huh.
So you would run and slide on cardboard.
Oh, Jesus.
And we practiced at a park, so it was all in the grass. Because mm-hmm. the place where we played was in this really shitty field full of sticker bushes.
Yeah, I bet there were a lot of rocks.
So you'd hit the ball, and if the ball hit the ground, it would be covered in stickers.
Oh, boy.
So there are a lot of moves, like, you know, you'd get it, and you'd be like, pick it up with your glove and throw it with your glove hand.
You did not do that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Not successfully, but that's what I did, because I was like, it was a choice. You could either pick it up, slowly be picking out the stickers as someone's rounding the bases,
yeah.
And
oh,
someone's like,
God,
just throw it.
Or, you know, gotta give you props, because you at least tried.
I tried.
You did try.
Well,
you did the best thing you could think of.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I think I usually tried to pick it up and pick out just enough so I could throw it to the next guy.
Right.
And let him figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, or you could just try and throw it, but I was not that guy.
Right.
I wasn't be like, I'm just going to fucking balls to the wall throw this. Because meanwhile, there's like your coach is just standing at this pitching machine,
uh-huh.
which shoots the ball out towards the batter, mm-hmm. which I did want to be pitcher, because I was like, can I just feed the balls in the machine?
Yeah.
That seems like a great...
That'd be a great place for you.
I never understood either, like, they're feeding the balls in this machine.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do, like, ball... How do they decide what to pitch?
I don't know.
Can that machine do, like, a curveball?
I don't think
so. Can you throw a curveball in softball?
Can I?
Can one?
Yes.
Can you?
Yeah. It's been a long... I did used to be able to back in the day.
So they have, like, the same pitches, like, change-ups and curveballs and sliders?
I did.
And...
I could throw a good change-up. I could.
I have no idea what that is.
Well, it can kind of be anything. I mean, if you're pitching a fastball, if that's just your normal,
then you just change.
Then your changeup would to be pitch a slow ball.
Okay.
So if you pitch slow,
so one man's changeup is not another man's changeup.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're different. I think
okay.
it depends on the pitcher.
Not real up on sports.
It's okay. Just let it go.
Okay. I do have a really good memory of though. One time we were in practice.
Mm-hmm.
This kid hit a pop fly. It was coming right towards me.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, cinch.
You were...
Because it was just floating, you
yeah.
know, and I knew I could get it.
Yeah.
So what I did, rather than making, you know, a workmanlike catch,
mm-hmm.
a little movie that I'd seen the preview for, A League of Their Own.
Oh, my God.
You may recall.
Oh,
I don't know
I recall.
If it was Madonna or Gina Davis caught a ball in her hat.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to catch this in my hat. No problem.
Oh, boy.
I take my hat off. And I'm just standing there. And it was so slow. I remember I could see the coach
uh-huh.
standing off to the side looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? I take my hat off and the ball, it hits the hat, right?
Uh-huh.
So I could have caught it in the hat, except the weight and force of a baseball
mm-hmm.
doesn't just stay in a hat. It flopped the hat down and the ball just immediately hit the ground. And he's just looking at me like, you are such a fucking idiot.
Your wonderful plan
yeah,
backfired.
My big show off
move.
Oh
man, that was your moment.
I remember another time somebody hit a ball. It was like a pop fly.
Uh-huh.
Took a dive
Ooh.
To catch it. And I caught it. But then I hit the ground and couldn't get up.
Yeah.
So somebody was out, but somebody else kept running because
yeah.
I couldn't. You know, they're like, get up, throw the ball. But I was like, oh!
You know, my fondest memories from softball, or I guess memory, is how much more grumpy I got as the seasons went on.
Mm-hmm.
It was like
it started good, but then you got
more and more
to be a horrible ogre.
Sort of. It was more like I got sick and tired of the whiny girls like bitching about practice and
sure.
You know, the dumb
bitching about practice,
yeah.
talking about how their dates with each other went.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, these new girls on the team just apparently did not give a shit, but I gave a shit.
Yeah.
So I tried and
That would be my biggest piece of sports advice. Mm. Never be the person on the team who cares the most, because you're going to be constantly disappointed.
It's true.
You want to be me, partying in the back, not paying attention.
That's deep for you.
Because I bet there's some fucking kid on my team who remembers baseball from that same thing, who's mm-hmm. like, we had this goddamn piece of shit who and ruined all you. Of our games. I remember my last baseball game. Uh-huh. There was kind of two factors that contributed to me quitting baseball forever.
Okay.
My brother, who's a year older, was also playing, mm-hmm. and so it was regular pitching. He was also always in whichever the shitty field is, right field, left field.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just be out there dancing around, not even paying attention. Oh, and he was always out there.
I could picture him doing that.
Yeah. And I was watching him just going like, I don't want to do that. I'm going to just be out there fucking around. Yeah. I can be at home fucking around with a Sega.
Yeah, and not in the blazing heat.
We'll play Bo Jackson baseball.
Mm.
Yeah, while eating chips.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was they had a pitching machine, but they had a kid playing catcher.
Uh-huh.
And it was a big thing. For some reason, we got this big talk about don't throw your bat.
Right.
Like after you hit.
Yeah.
Some kid threw this bat, hit this kid right in the forehead.
Oh, my God.
Just blood was pouring out of his
That's
head.
That's awesome.
And I was like, I think I'm done with baseball.
That was the
no
big
need.
Moment.
Yeah. That was enough.
Yeah.
That's also pretty much how I quit swimming.
Oh.
I was in swimming lessons, and I was far-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next lesson was the diving uh-huh. class. You know, you do a class for like a month or whatever.
Right.
In the class ahead of us, so there's a class doing the diving while we're doing something else.
Sure.
And this girl goes off the diving board, bashes her head on the board and falls in the pool. And the EMT has to come get her and like all this shit. And they put her on one of those boards. And I'm like, is she fucking dead?
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know. I was probably too old to be learning to swim, really. I was probably like 12.
Oh, Jesus.
And so I saw that and I was like, you know what? Done swimming. I can swim. You don't need to dive.
Tell me more about what you looked like in your swimsuit.
Oh, Jesus.
Your reaction to the question is almost enough.
Kind of like a shitty pale ET.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Not good. Wow. I don't know. I was weird looking. I had weird hair, too. It kind of looked like maybe I was balding, but it wasn't sure.
Oh, God.
I had a big head, too. That was a problem.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
My head was big enough that I can remember we had sort of a fort in our backyard,
mm-hmm.
and it had a raised part, so there were guardrails on the side and rails that come down to the floor.
Sure.
Got my head stuck between.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's pretty
Got cool. my head stuck between two of the things, and I was sitting there like, oh, fuck, you know? So then I got like that animal strength and pulled my head back out, but it was scraped on both temples. Huge scrapes because I'd, you know, barely gotten out. And of course, everyone's like, oh, my God, what happened? I'm like, nothing. I don't know.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Didn't get my head fucking stuck in somewhere just
That's
by
for sure.
pushing it through for no reason. There was no reason to do that.
Oh, boy.
I wasn't smart enough to come up with the story like, oh, I was chasing a frog or
yeah.
something, which is ridiculous, but whatever. It's something.
Yeah.
It's at least a version of a fake story.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. Ah, sports.
Sports.
The good days.
Good memories.
Yeah, it's true.
Did you have anything else special you want to talk about today?
I don't think I had anything in particular
no.
picked out.
How are you feeling about this whole thing?
Pretty great.
Would you listen to this one?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Because I noticed you haven't listened to any of the others, as you said. And
you know, that's like the 500th time you've said that to me.
This is why. Let me explain this. Okay, so there's a daily blog, helpfulsnowman.com.
Yep. Which I love when I read.
How often would you say you visit this website?
It depends, because I don't visit regularly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 1 month I might visit it like a couple times a week.
Okay.
Another month I might never visit.
Let me.
Or it
why.
Might have been months.
Here's the thing. I'm not berating you for not visiting.
Mm.
Although everyone who's listening should visit helpfulsnowman.com.
Yes, because it is wonderful.
It's great.
And it's hilarious.
And helpful.
Yes.
And snowman.
Yeah. Who doesn't love snowman?
But if you had an online blog, mm-hmm. online blog, webternet, that you maintained and did every day, I would want to go just to see what's going on in your brain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would be so fucking curious. I'd be like, what is she going to... What yeah. is going on in her mind?
I don't really... Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
But you don't care about me.
Well, I care a little.
Okay.
I just don't.
Not enough to type in a URL and push enter.
Yeah. I just don't really get on the internet very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have it at home.
Yeah, I do. I just don't really.
I don't have it at home.
Use it.
I maintain the website. All you have to do is read it.
Are you done?
I'm pretty much done.
I don't think you're done.
Okay. I can be done.
Okay.
I'll save some for next time.
All right.
I don't want to do all my complaints about you all at once, you know?
Okay, great.
Well, thanks for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
Of course, if you're listening, you can always visit us, helpfulsnowman.com. You can visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/helpfulsnowman.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter.com/helpfulsnowman. Good one. Is there anywhere you'd like people to visit you online, or do you want to be left alone?
I just want to be left alone.
All right, fair enough. Is there anything you want to plug? Anybody you really like who's online? Maybe a friend you want people to visit to tell them, or maybe like an old enemy, and you want them to go to their website and be like, I heard Heather on this thing and she was great. You made a mistake.
I don't think anyone has a website other than you that I know.
Probably not. It probably is the only thing on the internet.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Now I'm weak and I want you, but can't take pain. So please say goodbye again.